Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Republicans failed to field a single successful candidate for statewide office last November. Now the party finds itself at a crossroads. Incumbent Chairman Jim Lyons is hoping to be elected to a third term tomorrow night. But WBUR's Steve Brown reports that discontent among some Republicans, along with financial woes in the party, may cost the former state rep his job.
Republican Party Chair Jim Lyons makes no apologies for being a staunch conservative in a liberal-leaning state like Massachusetts. Here he is speaking to party members in Worcester in a video posted online by the Grafton Republican Town Committee.
The only way we're going to make long-term change in Massachusetts is to stand for the things we believe in. Yeah, I am unabashedly pro-life, and I'm proud to say it. I stand for freedom, and I'm proud to say it. I'm against this woke agenda, and I'm proud to say it. And I will never, ever back down.
Lyons has been a strong supporter of former President Donald Trump and claims the party woes are not because of his leadership. He blames the centrist party members who supported former Governor Charlie Baker and says they're out to undermine his agenda.
So far, we know that the Baker people have invested all kinds of money because they want to silence you. Silence me. Are they going to silence you people?
No.
They're not going to silence me either.
The number of GOP elected officials dwindled in the 4 years Lyons has been chair. This includes losing last November by a wide margin in races for the only statewide offices held by Republicans, governor and lieutenant governor. The party also saw a pair of sheriff seats, as well as the Cape and Islands District Attorney's Office, switch to the control of Democrats, and Republicans have lost at least 9 seats in the state legislature since Lyons took control of the party. Auburn State Representative Paul Frost, who is a voting member of the state Republican committee, lays the blame on Lyons. He says the future of the state party is in the balance.
I think if we continue on with Jim Lyons, that we're going to have even more infighting. We're going to have a chairman who's going to advocate and push for primaries against sitting elected Republicans, particularly state representatives.
The concerns go beyond incumbent Republicans facing primaries and losing elections. The party's treasurer, Pat Crawley, has raised concerns about opposition research into now Governor Maura Healey conducted during last year's gubernatorial campaign. Crawley showed other Republicans copies of emails and invoices that suggest Lyons may have coordinated with a political action committee and wealthy donors to pay for the research. Such coordination would be a violation of state campaign finance laws. WBUR has repeatedly reached out to Lyons through the party but did not hear back. State Committeewoman Amy Carnevale says she is concerned about the party's finances.
It appears that our party may in fact be in the red and owe money to vendors.
Carnevale is one of several candidates planning to challenge Lyons for the chairmanship this week. She says the party needs change at the top.
Under the current leadership, the party has gone in a direction that has not been helpful to winning elections. So we need to get back to basics. We need to communicate a message that is welcoming and attractive for recruiting both candidates and donors to the party. So that would be my highest priority if I am elected chair.
It's not unusual for a political party to do some soul-searching following election losses. Bridgewater State University political professor Brian Frederick says clashes within parties have been going on for a long time.
It's sort of the classic purist versus pragmatist sort of approach, and that especially occurs when parties are out of power, when they're not currently occupying very many positions of power and see themselves locked out.
It will ultimately be up to the 74 members of the Republican State Committee to determine the leadership of the party. They'll gather in Marlborough Tuesday night, and the vote will be by secret ballot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.